pops off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset.
It's the final non-conference tune-up of the season this afternoon as the Morehead State women's basketball team welcomes the Senators of Davis and Elkins College to Johnson Arena. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my partner, Wes Holland, both a little under the weather, but happy to be with you here at Johnson Arena. MSU's coming off of a 74-48 defeat at Louisville last Wednesday to fall to 4-6, but the home hardwood has been kind to the Eagles, where they are 4-1 so far this season. Today's game was a late addition to MSU's non-conference slate to replace the last-minute cancellation by Wilberforce earlier this fall. Davis and Elkins plays in the Mountain East Conference of NCAA Division II, the same league as the Eagles' last home opponent, Wheeling University. The Senators are only 2-6 so far this season, but those two wins came in their last two games, so they come in riding a bit of momentum. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with MSU coach Kayla Petrie, so stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor.
A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena on this chilly and somewhat snowy Monday afternoon as the Morehead State women's basketball team gets set to wrap up its non-conference schedule, taking on Davis and Elkins out of West Virginia. Joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. And Kayla, coming off of pretty solid performance at Louisville, obviously didn't get the win, but a lot of good things came out of that game. And we were talking before we started recording here. You seem pretty happy with the effort and how things went there.
Yeah, I mean,
This sounds like a loser coach comment, but I think the score wasn't indicative of how hard we played and how well we played. If you just break it down by quarters, we led the majority of the first quarter. I think it was 18-16.
16-14, I think.
16-14, yeah. I knew it was two. Then the second quarter is when we kind of got in foul trouble, and we've said it all year long. Even if Kate is not playing well, when she is off the floor, our team struggles to have a flow. Mm-hmm. So you take our offensive firepower that we would have away, not necessarily her, but her ability to help create things for other people. And that led us to a dismal 8 points. But then to couple that, we had just a lot of fouls. They got a lot of points from the free throw line. So yeah. I believe it was, 25-8 or
25-8
something
in the second
like
quarter.
That. Yeah. So just brutal.
Yeah.
And then it was the third and fourth quarter were, I believe, 2 and 5 point differentials.
Yeah.
15-10 the fourth, and maybe 18-16 the third.
That's right.
Something like that. But so all in all, that rambling, we played very well for three quarters against a team that I think probably will end up in the, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. They do every year. They'll be at the top of the ACC, and we played well. So again, I just keep saying it. We're excited to get to the OVC. We're trying to grow. We're trying to figure out what we're good at and what we need to fix and all that stuff. And that's what all these games are.
I guess along those lines, this is kind of the midpoint of the season today, your last non-conference game. If you had to give your team a midterm grade at this point compared to where you would have liked to have seen them, where would you say that would be right now?
A C.
Okay.
I mean, I think we, and no knock to any of the teams that have beaten us, but I feel like, we have six losses.
Yeah.
I think we should have three. Mm. Okay. I think we beat ourselves on three games. We've got to learn to eliminate those mistakes and execute scout a little bit better and just make layups and free throws and things like that. And so I feel like if we had three losses instead of six, I would feel like we could have an A, but I'll give us a C for now.
All right, fair enough.
Professor Petrie.
So after today, pretty significant layoff until New Year's Eve. What's the plan for the holiday break?
We're going to come back and focus on us the next 2 days. And so then they'll after we release them from practice on Wednesday, they'll be able to go do whatever they want to do for family and for the holidays and all that good stuff. And then we will come back on the 26th, and we'll have a practice that night, and then we'll get rolling and start preparing for SEMO. The thing about it, the rest of the league starts on the 28th. So I like having that bye right now. But later on in the conference,
right,
I'll probably be saying, we had that layoff at the beginning, but it's good for us because we can knock the rust off from the break.
And there are some quirks in the schedule along the
right
way where you'll have a few slightly extended breaks.
I think we'll play three games in a week twice.
Yeah.
And it's like they're split weeks, home, away, home, or away, home, away. So it's like you lose the benefit of your home games on those split weeks. But,
hopefully you can take advantage of this home game today and go into the Christmas break with another W. And
what do you think about V's hair?
I like it. I actually told her at Louisville I liked how it looked.
This is a process, she told me. This is not the finished product. Good thing we're on the radio.
Yep. Kayla, thanks.
Yes, sir.
That's Kayla Petrie, back with more right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Smart food shoppers know that low prices aren't always the best guarantee of satisfaction, unless you're shopping at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. If you like premium quality meats, if you insist on the freshest produce, if you want a great grocery selection, you want Allen's IGA. They're family-owned, and that means unmatched personal service. Allen's IGA, downtown in the Moorhead Plaza.
Your hometown IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Welcome back courtside at MSU's Johnson Arena as we get set for women's college basketball action. The Eagles hosting the Senators of Davis and Elkins College out of Elkins, West Virginia today. Let's meet the starting lineups for these two teams. Davis and Elkins, as I mentioned, a member of the Mountain East Conference of NCAA Division II, off to a 2-6 start, but the Senators have won their last two outings, including a 62-61 victory over Salem, West Virginia in their last contest back on December 9th. They'll start three guards and two forwards today. LaChazity Shaver, one of the guards, a 5'9 junior from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, averaging 6 points and four rebounds a game. Alexis Smith and Taylor Smith, the other two guards. Alexis, a 5'5 junior from Arlington, Texas, averaging just shy of 8 points and five boards a game. Taylor Smith, 5'7 junior from Uniontown, Pennsylvania, averaging a dozen markers and a little under four caroms a game. Kaylee Milburn, one of the forwards, a 6 foot junior from Fort Washington, Maryland, averaging 9.5 points and five rebounds a game. And Madison Butler, the other forward, a 6'1 sophomore from Mechanicsville, Virginia, 6.7 points, five boards per outing. Donna Carr is in her second season as Davis and Elkins head coach with a record of 9-26 over that span. Donna, three-year starter at the University of South Carolina as a small forward in her college days. Moorhead State off to a 4-6 start after last Wednesday's 74-48 defeat at Louisville. Starting lineup today looks like this. Katie Novick will be the point guard, the 5'9 freshman out of Belarus, Europe. 9.2 points, 4.7 rebounds, and an OVC best, 4.5 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria. She's averaging 10.7 markers and 3.5 boards a game. Matilda Soderlund will get her first start in the blue and gold at the three guard. She'll replace Melissa Secchiaroli, who's out. Precautionary measures. She twisted an ankle in practice a couple of days ago. So Soderlund, a 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden, slides into the starting five. She's averaging 5 points and one rebound a game. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King will be on the front line. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, averaging 8.7 points and 4.2 rebounds. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.5 points and a league-leading 8.2 rebounds a game. Actually second in the league in overall rebounding, first in the league with almost five offensive rebounds a game. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm. She's 16-53 over that span. MSU's won the two previous meetings with Davis and Elkins. These two programs haven't faced off since November of 1999. Natasha Harris, Ryan Durham, and Robert Swanigan are our officials today. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car? Start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Joined now here courtside at the Johnson Arena Infirmary by my partner, Wes Allen. Both of us a little bit under the weather after this weekend, but good to be here with you, Wes. Hopefully another day of exciting Moorhead State basketball.
Good afternoon, Tom Lewis. It's good to see you, my friend. We'll be doing a rousing rendition of Smelly Cat for the halftime performance, I believe. Oh, my goodness. Well,
there are a few seats still available, and by a few, I would guess we've got maybe 25 taken at this point. So we talk about us being under the weather. I guess we're all under a winter weather advisory, so a lot of people being cautious today.
2 o'clock on a Monday, and there's ice falling from the sky, my man.
That's probably a pretty good reason why the crowd is not so large today. If you're in the area, come on down. Plenty of good seats available. But let's talk briefly about this game and what we kind of expect going in, Wes, for Moorhead State. Great opportunity to tune up that philosophy of defend, run, and rebound.
Yes, we've heard that theme all year from Coach Petrie. She wants to, in that order, right, defend, rebound, run. And getting ready for OVC play, that's where the real meat and potatoes of the schedule is going to be. This is a great opportunity to really instill that into your team. You get them on that same page. That way, when you start hitting that competition coming up, you're ready.
Yeah.
You're good to go. And when you have a team that is a D2, a little bit lower level opponent, you have the opportunity to impose your will as opposed to having to play somebody else's game.
Now, the last time Moorhead State played a Division II opponent on this floor was their last game in this building, and that D2 team had some success imposing its will, and I'm sure that's what D&E wants to do today as well. And what they really did well, speaking of Wheeling, was slow things down and really muck it up and make it difficult for Moorhead State to get into a flow.
It's funny, we've been flipping the card back and forth for the last three games. You know, first you're the favorite, then you're the underdog, now we're back to being the favorite as the Eagles. And just like we said at Louisville, you know, Moorhead State's job was to ug it up, slow it down, get a couple of lucky threes, low-scoring game. That's what D&E's going to be looking to do. Slow it down, make it a low-scoring game, hit some lucky shots.
About to start, Moorhead State in the home whites with blue numbers and blue and gold trim. Davison Elkins wins the opening tip. They're sporting road blacks with white numbers and white letters and red and white trim. Madison Butler goes to work on the low block, but she's defended nicely down there by Moorhead State's Katie Novick. Ball slapped out of bounds, last touched by the Eagles, and the Senators will keep possession with 16 on the timer.
Really clean ball movement by D&E on that first possession.
Comes into Butler near the far corner. Back out to Taylor Smith on the right wing. Tries to drive around Haley Rhodes. Lost the handle. Gathers. Gets it to Butler, who gets it back out to the hash to Shaver. Four to shoot as the spinning runner in the lane is off the mark by Kaylee Milburn. Moorhead State, its first possession as Novick comes across midcourt. Cross court to Charles. She'll drive into the lane. Kicks far corner to Soderlund. Three-point try right on the money. Matilda Soderlund, her first start of the year. And she rewards Coach Kayla Petrie with the first bucket of the game. Moorhead State up 3-0. Alexa Smith running the point now for D&E. She'll float down the arc to the right. Hands it off out near the hash to Shaver. Cross court to Taylor Smith. Puts down the right-handed dribble. Comes around a high screen. Kicks it left wing to Milburn. She drives the angle. Gets cut off. Back out to Butler. Steps into a three off the front of the iron. No. Moorhead State's Haley Rhodes the rebound. ahead to Novick. Quick pass over top of the defense to Blessing King. Drives under, can't get the layup to go, though, and Shaver the rebound. And here come the Senators the other way. Taylor Smith lines up a three. It's too strong. And Butler and Charles fight for the rebound. Charles comes the other way, two on two for Morehead State. Splits defender, scoops it up. It won't go, but she'll draw a foul.
Well, in all three possessions so far, Tom, for offense, for the Eagles, have been that. They've gotten good defense, great rebound, and then sprinted down the floor. Excellent, excellent example of what Coach Petrie wants to happen.
Already going to her bench, Coach Donna Carr, as Jayla Reed will check in for D&E, a 5'11 sophomore from Fort Meade, Maryland. Charles will step to the line. She's been solid there all year, almost 83%, but the first one scoops in and out. Eagles with the early 3-0 lead. We've played just over a minute and a half. Charles pounds the ball on the hardwood, eyes, fires, gets the second one to go, and it's 4-0 Eagles. Full court pressure now by MSU. Davis and Elkins gets it inbounds. It's Alexa Smith dribbling up the far sideline. Tries to float it down low and does so to Shaver. Got behind her defender. Excuse me, that's Jayla Reed. And she lays it up and through, and the Senators on the scoreboard now, trailing 4-2. Novick calling signals out between the circles to Soderlund, right back to Novick. Holds the ball over her head. Now to Haley Rhodes. Thought about the three. Instead, back to Novick. Right point, three-pointer for her. Off the front of the iron. Rebound tapped into the hands of Taylor Smith. Ahead to Alexa Smith, who slows it up as she reaches the left wing, and she'll come back up the arc and give it up to Taylor Smith between the circles. Back to Alexa Smith on the left side. Now to Shaver. Tries to make a spin move against King. Can't do it as King stood around. It'll travel and turnover on the Senators. Morehead State will have it to come 94 feet. Eagle basketball. Haley Rhodes out to Soderlund. Swings it around to the left wing to Novick. Out to Charles. Drives the right side of the lane. Gets cut off. Kicks it back out to Haley Rhodes. She'll split defenders. Scoop shot no good. Fight for the rebound. And a tie up. And Morehead State will keep possession. Shot clock will reset to 20.
Who else besides Blessing King to break in there and tie up that rebound?
So the Eagles will inbound. Katie Novick on the baseline. Gets it in and takes it right back from Haley Rhodes. Comes around a screen. That was kind of a give-and-go, pick-and-roll sort of maneuver on the inbound. Novick lays it up and in, and nicely done by the Eagles as they increase the lead to 4. Charles swats the ball away from Smith, trying to bring it into the front court, and she's fouled across the arms hard by Smith to prevent the easy layup. And Veronica will go back to the free throw line for 2 more foul shots.
She's a one-woman press, Tom.
Yep.
Try to get the ball up the court against me, Charles. That is a challenge.
OVC Defensive Player of the Year a season ago. Led the conference in steals during that campaign. Charles. Charles takes her time, puts the first one up. It rolls through. 7-2 MSU. One more to come. It's airborne. Rolls and goes. 6-point lead now for the Eagles. Under 8 minutes to play in the opening quarter. As Taylor Smith gets it across the timeline against Charles this time. Floats it back out top to Reed, who hands it off to the curling Shaver. Now to Taylor Smith. Around the horn, Reed tries to get it to Milburn down low, but she cannot corral it. It will go out of bounds to Morehead State.
D&E running a 4-out, 1-in, having a really hard time getting that post pass through the hands of the outside defense.
So Morehead State basketball, Paris McBride checks in for the Eagles. She has it between the circles, tried to get it into King in the lane, but it's deflected away and stolen by Brianna Sapp as Davis and Elkins. Sapp dribbles to the top of the key, goes to the floor. She's tied up by Veronica Charles, and on the jump ball, the Senators will keep possession. Rangers with the basketball. Taylor Smith dribbles out into the logo. Goes high right. To Sack. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back out top to Shaver. Spins to the right elbow. Now Taylor Smith curling around. She'll try a pull-up jumper just outside the elbow. It's good. 8-4 Morehead State. The lead and the ball. Soderlund gives it to the trailing McBride. Back to Soderlund. Now high right to McBride. Cross-court pass attempt is stolen away, and here comes Milburn in a hurry, lays it up and through. Make that Shaver. Chazity Shaver, her first points.
Boy, Milburn really extended on that like a receiver trying to catch a touchdown in the end zone. Straight up in the air with those big long arms.
McBride to King. She'll drive right baseline, gets cut off, kicks it cross-court to Soderlund, passes up a three. Charles wide open in the corner from long range, and she nails it. 11-6 Morehead State now after that triple.
Picture,
by Veronica Charles.
Picture perfect ball movement from the end of the out and around the outside.
Taylor Smith guarded closely by Charles, gets it away to Sapp, puts it on the floor, has it tapped away momentarily. She'll gather it in, bounce pass down on the low block to Reed. Her turnaround jumper won't go, and Blessing King the rebound. Here come the Eagles. It's Charles, floats it up to Jaden Rhodes, double team, back out to McBride, around to Charles. Jab step, dribbles, kicks it right wing now to Soderlund. Now McBride in the right corner. One bounce, back out to Soderlund, shot clock down to 10. Soderlund to McBride on the right wing. Cross court pass to Charles. Ducks under a defender, puts it up from 18 and gets it to go. Good fake by Charles. And she's off to a tremendous start for Morehead State. The Eagles up 13-6.
Well, we know one person who did not take this game lightly. That is V. Charles.
Veronica Charles. D&E with the basketball. We'll have a timeout at the next dead ball. Sapp gives it up to Taylor Smith. She'll launch a three from out near the right hash and gets it to go. Barely rippled the net. 13-9 Morehead State. McBride into the front court. Wants a clear out. And gives it up to King on the right wing. Out straight away to Soderlund, around to McBride at the left hash. Pounds the right-hand dribble, gets it into the lane to King. Tries a turnaround, but gets blocked away nicely by a D&E defender. I believe that was Jackie Reed, or Jayla Reed. Now Shaver stops free throw line, gives it up to Milburn. Her jumper from the elbow rims in and out. McBride gathered in the rebound, and she's fouled from behind in transition by Sapp. And that should take us to our first media timeout. 3:36 to play, opening quarter here at Johnson Arena. It's Morehead State leading Davis and Elkins by a count of 13-9. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State leads Davis and Elkins 13-9. Just over midway through quarter number one at MSU's Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Moorhead State, 13 points, eight of those by way of Veronica Charles, Wes.
V. Charles was not overlooking an opponent on the way to the OVC today. Not only is it on offense, but she has been a hound on defense. She has been right inside everybody's pocket.
Eagles will have the basketball as we return to action. Skylar Barnes onto the floor for the first time for Moorhead State. She'll trigger the inbound, the 5'9 junior out of Lancaster, Texas. Gets it into Novick, who walks it through the center circle. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. She'll float back up the arc and finds Blessing King to Novick. Chest pass out to Barnes. Entry pass to Jalen Rhodes, who gets it back out to Novick. She finds Jalen on the low block with a bounce pass. Jalen's shot attempt too strong. The backside rebound by Taylor Smith. She'll come the other way herself for the Senators. Backs it outside the arc. Gives it up to Shaver near the right hash. Tried to float it down inside. It was deflected away by Jalen Rhodes and then picked up by Haley Rhodes. Eagles in transition. Blessing King off of a nice feed ahead by Katie Novick. And a fast break bucket for MSU puts them up 15-9.
Boy, the freshman Novick runs a pretty break.
Taylor Smith guarded by Barnes. Tried to get it down low. And instead, it's another takeaway for Moorhead State. Here comes Novick. Eagles don't have numbers, but Novick's pushing the issue, now thinks better of it, and kicks it back out to Rhodes. Around right wing to Skylar Barnes, to Novick, who curled to the top of the key to take it. Some contact as she penetrated into the lane, no call, fast break the other way. And Shaver gets the layup to go, and she's fouled from behind, and we'll have a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Blessing King called for that personal foul. That will be her first of the quarter on the Eagles. Veronica Charles had a quick breather with that media timeout. She's back on the floor now, replacing Jalen Rhodes. So Plachazity Shaver steps to the free throw line. First one is up, and it's good, and that completes the three-point play for Shaver. She's now 7 of 9 from the stripe on the year. 15-12 Eagles. They have the basketball. Charles, overhead pass out to Novick. One bounce, finds King on the low block. Good look, and a good finish by King. 17-12 MSU.
Boy, the back door has been really effective for the Eagles early in this game.
Credit Novick for seeing that, too. Bumping foul at midcourt as Skylar Barnes was harassing Taylor Smith coming into the front court. Barnes will be called for the personal. Second of the quarter on MSU, the first on Barnes. And she will head back to the bench in favor of Matilda Soderlund. Eagles pressuring man-to-man. Inbounds comes to Smith in the backcourt. She'll walk it back across the division line through the center circle. Bounce pass right hash to Taylor Smith. Excuse me. Like that Genevieve Coronado case bolt. Now Taylor Smith tried to float it to Butler, and King right there to deflect it away. Novick in transition the other way, kicks it far side to Soderlund, steps into a long two off the front of the rim. No, Charles to the floor for the rebound. She's tied up, but the Eagles will keep possession.
Boy, if you're the Eagles, you'll absolutely take that shot from Soderlund,
yeah,
though. Wide open three from the wing.
Matilda has made well over a third of her three-point tries throughout her college career. This season, 37% three-point shooter. Jumper attempted by Haley Rhodes at point-blank range. I think it was partially blocked out of bounds, and the Eagles will keep possession. Novick will trigger far side on the baseline. Gets it into Rhodes. Right back to Novick, out to Soderlund. One bounce. to Nogel. Pull up jumper, free throw line, got it. 19-12 MSU. Shaver, one-handed pass to Taylor Smith, standing in the Eagles' beak at midcourt. Passes far side to Coronado Casebolt. She'll walk it back up the arc a ways. Not a Butler. Entry pass to the cutting Shaver. Her shot blocked from behind by Novick. It goes out of bounds, and Morehead State will get it. Charles and Novick both playing very well on both ends of the floor. Novick only with 4 points, but doing a heck of a job running the offense and playing some solid defense. She's got the ball. Gives it to Soderlund. Passes up a three. Dribbles back out top of the key to Charles. Tries to drive left angle. Gets cut off. Out to Haley Rhodes to Soderlund. Around to Novick. Just outside the arc right side. Spin move on the low block. Lays it up and through. 6 points now for Novick and a 9-point lead for Morehead State as we tick under the 1 minute mark in quarter number one. 32 seconds to play. Taylor Smith at the right hash, harassed by Charles. Tries to drive against Charles, misses the layup, got her own rebound and kicks it back out top to Josiane Canales. Back to Taylor Smith, 3-point try, right wing, no good, floor rebound to Charles, quickly coming the other way. 13 to play in the quarter. Charles kicks back out of the lane to Soderlund. Now to Novick. She'll try to set up a final shot here. 5 to shoot, 5 to play. Novick running left-hander off the glass and through.
What's... It's like she heard you saying that she only had 4 points.
Yeah,
huh?
Really. So Davis and Elkins ends the first quarter on a 221 scoring drought. Morehead State an 8-0 run over the final 206 of quarter number one. And as a result, the Eagles will go to the quarter break with a double-digit lead, 23-12 over the Senators of D&E. Back with more after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Second quarter underway at Johnson Arena. Morehead State up 23-12 on Davis and Elkins. The Senators have the basketball. Butler, wide left, gives it up to Taylor Smith. She'll dribble around the top of the key, takes it into the lane, kicks it back out left side to Canales. Now out to Taylor Smith. Stops at the free throw line to Canales. Near corner to Shaver. 3-point try, rattles in and out. Blessing King comes up with the loose ball for Morehead State to Novick. Into the front court, keeps on trucking into the lane, scoops it up, a lot of contact. No whistle on a foul, but the ball goes out of bounds, and Morehead State will keep possession. Novick a little bit out of control that time, Wes.
Well, and another messy defensive rebound over here on the other side of the court.
Eagles get it inbounds. Novick has it wide right. Kicks it out straight away between the rings to Soderlund, around to Charles. Thought about the three. Instead, we'll put it on the floor and drive into the lane. Scoops it up with a reverse layup. No good. Tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Blessing King of MSU. So D&E will get it back. Full court pressure applied by Morehead State as Taylor Smith will walk it ahead. Challenged by V. Charles. She'll get it across the division line. Floats to the right. Gets it to Coronado Casebolt, a whistle and a travel call. That is already the seventh turnover of the night, or the day rather, against the Senators. Morehead State will have to come 94 feet. Davis and Elkins drops back into the half court defensively. Novick passes across the timeline to Soderlund, who gives it right back to Novick, high right. To Soderlund. Puts it on the floor, drives left elbow, kicks it to Haley Rhodes. Entry pass to Michaela Hall on the floor for the first time. Reverse scoop shot, no. Put back by Haley Rhodes is good. First basket of the second quarter, and it's 25-12, Morehead State. Here comes Taylor Smith quickly the other way. Kicks it far corner to Shaver. Out to Coronado Casebolt, who misses a three-pointer. Barely touched the front of the nylon and goes out of bounds.
Excellent job by Haley Rhodes down here. Kept the ball high. Whenever she took the shot, kept her arms up, didn't bring it back down, and just put it right back in.
So Eagle basketball up 13. Charles, right wing, floats back inside the key, scoops it out to Blessing King. She'll drive the lane, puts it up off the window. It won't go. Charles crashes in for the offensive board, and then she's fouled. Boy, Veronica Charles, despite that diminutive size, is one of the best rebounders on this Morehead State roster.
She is everywhere right now.
Right now, she's triggering the inbound from the baseline. Looking, trying to find Michaela Hall down low with a bounce pass, but it's kicked out of bounds by Davison Elkins, and Morehead State will try again to inbound. Official Ryan Durham reminding our clock operator the shot clock should reset since the ball was kicked, and so it resets to 20. Haley Rhodes will try to trigger this time, gets it into the near corner to Hall, and call against Morehead State. I didn't pick up what it was, Wes.
I didn't either.
No foul indicated, so possibly a travel. I did not see a signal.
She was next to the sideline. Could she have stepped?
Could have been. Official stats just say turnover. It's not more specific. So. Davison Elkins ball. Josiane Canales guarded by Haley Rhodes. Her pass deflected away by Paris McBride into the backcourt, where Canales will chase it down and bring it back across the division line. To the elbow to Reed, back to Canales. She tries to drive and loses her footing and takes an extra step. So one turnover returned with another. Paris McBride will bring it forward for Morehead State. Gets to Soderlund, hands it back to McBride. She'll drive right baseline. Goes far corner to Charles, but the pass was a little too tall, and Charles unable to go up and get it.
Charles with a big smile, because she knows if she was only 6 inches taller, she could have had that pass.
I have felt that same feeling many times in my life, Wes. Davison Elkins basketball trailing 25-12. Taylor Smith gets around Charles, but then good help defense down low by King. She kicks it back out to Butler, off the mark with her jumper. Paris McBride on the floor comes up with the rebound and gets it to Haley Rhodes. Tries to pass ahead to Veronica Charles. It was deflected by Shaver, but then last touched by Charles. So another Morehead State turnover. Number six, I believe, on the Eagles. Make it seven. Full court pressure again by Morehead State as it comes inbounds to Canales. She'll work it across midcourt against Soderlund. Floats to the right. Back out to Taylor Smith. Passes inside the key to Shaver. Puts it on the deck. Loses the handle. And she was guarded very well by Jalen Rhodes. And Ball goes out of bounds. Morehead State will get it back. Ninth turnover on the Senators. McBride, left hash, bounce pass out to Charles, and she travels. Little bit sloppy here in the second quarter.
A lot of feet shuffling on the reception. And maybe that's what happened to Michaela Hall over here as well just a few minutes ago. Because we have seen that quite a bit here in the last couple minutes.
And Yanine gets it inbounds. It's Canales. Make that Coronado case ball working it up the floor, and she's bumped by Paris McBride, called for the personal.
Paris acts surprised. That was a good call. She was behind her and put her arm in front of her to try to stop her.
First personal on McBride today. First of the quarter on MSU.
I guess it's your job as a player to always act surprised anytime you commit a foul.
Who, me?
What?
Taylor Smith takes the inbounds for Davis and Elkins. Comes around the top of the arc. Gives it up out high to Jayla Reed. Now Milburn with it. Tries to spin against Jaden Rhodes, but Rhodes held her ground and forces another turnover. Kaylee Milburn called for the travel.
Well, I don't know if it's as intended, but we got the ugly part of the game right so far.
Kaylee Rhodes holds top of the arc, drives left side of the lane, got around two defenders, and what has become her offensive bread and butter, that left-handed scoop, gets it to go again.
And the Eagles breaking out a trap for the full court press this time around.
Davis and Elkins up to the task, but Milburn off the mark with her floater on the right baseline. McBride comes away with the rebound to Charles on the right wing. Cut off, trying to drive the angle. Dribbles back out high, gets it up to McBride. Top of the arc, around to Charles on the right side, takes it into the lane, gives it off to Jaden Rhodes, scoops it up and through. Unselfish play by Veronica Charles, give her the assist, and Jaden Rhodes the 2 points, and it's now 29-12, Morehead State.
And a good finish through contact.
On the other end, three-point try by Alexis Smith, off the mark, too short. McBride, another rebound, ahead to Charles in transition, kicks it near corner to Soderlin. Drives on the angle, gives it up near the baseline to Jaden Rhodes. She'll take it into the lane. And she's called for a travel. Ninth turnover already against MSU.
That is 19 between the two teams. Yep. Most of them are travels, actually. What do we got? We got seven steals total between the two teams.
And I don't think we've had an offensive foul, have we?
Mm-mm.
I think you're right. They are mostly travels. Again, full court pressure by Morehead State. Skylar Barnes guarding Taylor Smith as she brings it ahead. Bounce pass right wing to Reed. Back out to Taylor Smith. Now to Coronado Casales for Case Bolt. Back to Taylor Smith. Three-pointer off to the right. And another floor rebound for Paris McBride, ahead to Soderlund in transition. Out to McBride, around to Jaden Rhodes. Dribble, spins in the lane, floater way off the mark to the right. And a defensive rebound hauled in by Jackie Wright of D&E. Gives it up to Alexis Smith. To Reed, to Taylor Smith. 3-point try from the right wing, no good by Taylor Smith. And here comes McBride the other way from Morehead State. Ahead to Haley Rhodes, and a blocking foul called, and a good call. That will go, I believe, against Taylor Smith. As Rhodes did a good job evading the direct contact with her, and Smith just couldn't slide over in time to get possession or position defensively. That'll take us to a media timeout. 4:34 to play in the second quarter here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State up comfortably 31-12 over Davis and Elkins. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
There's just something about home, especially around the holidays. Whether it's pulling in your driveway at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting with your family by the fireplace and the Christmas tree, there's no place like home. Thank you for helping make this region and the communities we serve home to us. Likewise, we hope that each time that you walk in the door of one of our locations and are greeted by familiar faces, that you too have a sense of home. Merry Christmas from the Hinton Mills team and our families. Your friends at home.
Back at Johnson Arena, Tom Lewis and Wes Holland as we take in today's Moorhead State against Davis and Elkins women's college basketball game. Plus Moorhead State's defense getting it done.
Whoo, they really are. This is a 6-minute scoring drought for the Davis and Elkins team right now. And you're seeing lockdown defense from the Eagles on one side. Last point was 2:23 left in the first quarter, Tom.
Eagles outscoring the Senators 8-0 so far in quarter number two. And Haley Rhodes about to go to the free throw line to see if she can make it 9 or even 10-0 in the quarter. First free throw up, no good. Did she make that basket?
She did.
Okay.
That was
one
opportunity.
I didn't realize it went through. Misses the free throw. Defensive rebound for Davis and Elkins. Medicine head getting to me a little bit. Alexis Smith, runner left side of the lane, no good. Got her own miss. Kicks it back out. Reed will try from 16 off the mark as it scoops in and out. Barnes the rebound to McBride, ahead to Haley Rhodes. Back out to McBride, who slows things down now. Dribbles around the apex of the arc. Goes high left to Rhodes. She tries to penetrate, gets cut off. Kicks it out to McBride, around to Barnes. She'll get between defenders. Scoop shot won't go, but she goes to the floor after being fouled. So Skylar Barnes will get 2 free throws.
Yeah, and while we got a second, I'll point out something a little procedural. You can tell that the Eagles coaching staff is really taking this opportunity. Yeah, the same way an NFL team has to get a play call into the quarterback in order to keep things running smoothly. Every single time on defense, there's a new play call if you pay attention. So we've had a trap on the press, we've had man press, we've had sag off, and every single time down, they're just running a new defensive set.
Barnes made the first free throw. Second one rims in and out, no good. And the rebound to Wright of D&E.
And so just getting the players the reps of how to receive the call, how to set up, and how to get in the right position.
Mm-hmm. Reed, bounce pass out high to Canales. Kicks it to Alexis Smith on the right wing. Into the corner. Jumper from there. 2-point shot by Jackie Wright. And the first field goal of the second quarter, first points of the second quarter for Davis and Elkins. It's 32-14 Moorhead State. McBride, left hash to Barnes, tries to penetrate, gets cut off. Gets it to Hannah Hicks, who's onto the floor for the first time for Moorhead State. Now Barnes steps into a three-pointer near the left corner. It won't go, but the rebound kicked out of bounds by Canales of Davis and Elkins, and the Eagles will get it back.
Hicks with a very short step. I was wondering if you were going to see her.
Already back on the bench. Soderlund, Charles, King, Novick, and Barnes on the floor for Moorhead State right now.
And Hannah was a real bright spot against Louisville.
She was. 11 rebounds in that game. Novick tries the scoop shot on the left side. Has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. No foul, but Morehead State will keep possession. Yeah, that Louisville game, kind of a coming out party for Hannah Hicks. Inbounds comes out top to Novick, gets it to Barnes on the baseline, kicks it out to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three off the neck of the iron, no. King skies for the offensive rebound. Back out to Soderlund, another three, also off the mark. Another offensive rebound by Barnes. Saves it into King, gives it off to Charles, misses the layup. Fight for the rebound, and a foul coming against Morehead State. Multiple opportunities, but the Eagles just could not get it to go. Veronica Charles called for the personal.
Then all good looks.
Yeah.
I mean, none of those were bad shots or even contested outside of these.
Again, full court pressure by MSU. As Alexa Smith will work it up against Charles. Gets it across midcourt. Keeps on trucking. Lays it up with the left hand. No. Barnes, a strong rebound for MSU. She'll come the other way up the left side. Bounce pass into the lane. Taken away by Wright. Floats it over the top of the defense. Intended for Alexis Smith, but it was tipped away, and Morehead State will get it back on the turnover.
I mean, Barnes is going to be sent to the bench on that one, but that turnover was not bad. It was on the break. Everybody was moving. It was real easy for that defender to be lost right there.
Turnover number 11 on the Senators gives Morehead State the ball back. Charles cut off trying to penetrate. Out to Soderlund, back to Charles in the far corner. Out to Novick. Passes up the three. Instead will drive. Her pass ahead is deflected away, but Morehead State will keep possession. Haley Rhodes hauled it in, and then she was bumped by Alexis Smith. And that will be a foul on Smith. That's her second. Make that her third, excuse me. And the fourth of the quarter on the Senators. Haley Rhodes inbounds to Soderlund, who gives it up immediately between the circles to Novick. To Rhodes, left point. One dribble, back to Novick. Comes around a screen from Rhodes, over to Charles. Four to shoot as Charles penetrates, dishes. Scoop up and through by Blessing King. Good play by the Eagles as the shot clock was about to expire. But they failed to get back on defense, and an easy bucket on the other end for Angel Broadus as she lays it through. 34-16, the Eagle lead. Novick to Soderlund to Charles. Tries to drive right angle. Euro step, too short with her shot. Fight for the rebound, tracked down by Haley Rhodes. Out to Soderlund. Now Novick. Kicks it into the far corner to Charles. Cut off trying to drive baseline. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble. Tries to get between defenders, and she's called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, that's more of a desperation attempt and a drive on that one from Haley Rhodes.
For Haley, that is her first personal, third of the quarter on the Eagles.
And there's obviously, you know, two or three other good shooters out here on the floor, but I tell you, they're really missing the spacing that comes along with Seki Aroli.
Yeah.
Even when she's not hitting, you have to respect 4 feet behind the line.
True. Another steal by Charles out on the perimeter. She picks the pocket of Canales, gives it up to Novick in transition, uncontested layup, and another steal by Charles. Back to Novick. Passes up the free throw line jumper and is off the mark trying to pass it out to Soderlund. Veronica Charles has been an absolute demon defensively so far today.
But the press table has stone hands.
Yes.
Yes, it did not catch the ball.
seconds to play in the first half as Davison Elkins will inbound. And it's Canales working it against Charles. Charles again trying to reach in for another steal. Can't quite come up with it. Canales passes wide left. Wright with a three-point try off the neck of the iron. No. Long rebound other side by Haley Rhodes. 17 to play in the first half. McBride with the basketball between the rings. Gives it to the curling Soderlund. Out to Rhodes. Over to Charles. Drives near the corner. Back out to Soderlund. Catch and shoot. Three. Bottom of the net. 39-16. Morehead State. And that is how half number one will come to an end. 20 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena, and we're going to the halftime locker room with Morehead State up on Davis and Elkins, 39-16. Back with our halftime festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Halftime at Johnson Arena, Morehead State with a comfortable 39-16 advantage over the Senators of Davis and Elkins College. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Wes, a lot to be happy about if you're a Morehead State fan. But things did get a little bit sloppy there at times, especially in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with the scoreboard at the end of the day. Yep. 23 points is 23 points. But if you're the MSU coaching staff right now, you're talking to them about how you've got to clean up the defensive boards. It's when I said earlier, messy defensive rebounding, it's when other people are getting hands on the ball. They're knocking it loose. You're not getting a clean grab out of the air to turn and run with the ball or get it down the court. And that's something that will kill you in the OVC. It's not going to break you against Davis and Elkins. But if you do that in the OVC, those turn into offensive rebounds for the other team. Or turnovers, one or the other. And so you got to clean that up. And then, of course, the turnover game at this point, 14 for D&E and 12 for MSU.
Right.
Neither one of them playing a very good, you know, clean game at that point.
Morehead State has shown some flashes on that. But speaking to that, Morehead State defensively today has been very, very strong. At one point held Davis and Elkins scoreless without a point period for more than 6 minutes. And the Senators with only 4 second-quarter points.
They have been locked in on the defensive end of the floor. And on the half court, they have stayed with a switching man-to-man. They have not run any exotic defenses. They are just going up and saying, we will out-athlete you.
Yeah.
And they have.
Yeah.
They've done a great, especially V. Charles. Man, her lateral motion side to side is unrivaled in this conference.
She has 3 of Morehead State's 6 steals here at halftime and has been an absolute force on the defensive end, and also has 8 points and 4 rebounds along with 5 assists. So,
jeez,
she's been everywhere, man.
Stat stuffer at this point for V. Charles.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then after that, dive a little deeper into some of our halftime numbers as we continue with halftime here on the Eagle Sports Network.
One of the best ways to prove a point is first-hand comparison. At Allen's IGA in downtown Morehead, we want to prove to you that bigger doesn't guarantee better. For the next 30 days, do your grocery shopping at Allen's IGA. Compare quality and cost, service and convenience, and if you're like most shoppers, you'll like Allen's IGA better. Put us to the test. You'll like the way we do things at Allen's IGA, downtown in the Moorhead Plaza.
Your hometown IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Aaron Hirsch, coordinator of education abroad at MSU. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So just to begin, can you give me an overview of travel abroad and the types of experiences that are available to students?
So what we try to do in our office is to match student career interest or personal interest with an activity that works for them in a different country. This could be anything from an internship in your field to maybe you're behind on course credits, so you're looking for some classes. Even research abroad is something that we look forward to. And then oftentimes we'll even integrate the experiences for students who don't have like summer, winter break open. We'll integrate it into courses that they're taking currently at the university.
So all lengths, a week, a semester, or a summer abroad?
We have students that are for a full year right now in an exchange program in Spain, taking business courses. We have students on the spring break classes. They'll be studying for an entire semester of the topic, but they'll only be abroad for about 10 days. We're trying to figure out which one fits for that particular student.
Now that is an obstacle a lot of times, is the money factor, right?
Year-round, we're working with programs like the Benjamin A. Gilman Scholarship Fund to get students. We did about just over $40,000 last year in scholarships with that program. There are two times during each semester that we actually put in our applications and submit those. But we're always working on those applications with students year-round, trying to get them ready for those opportunities. Also, some students don't realize that when you go abroad, it is an increase in your tuition. So oftentimes you can use student aid or your financial aid in order to fund trips. So we look at every possible scenario for students individually to figure out what's going to best fit.
So much can be done remotely, online. You can Zoom to anywhere in the world. What is the benefit of actually going to these places to study these things in person?
So it is multifaceted in what they're able to pull away from the programs. A lot of it is just like culture and language exposure, understanding how different cultures work. Sometimes you would think you would go to Galapagos to look at turtles, but sometimes you're looking at like tourism models. Depends on your focus or your perspective as a student and what you're looking for and what you're going to get out of the program. And a lot of those things, I can look at, you know, Rome and go to the Colosseum and do different things online, but the actual interaction with the people and the cultures themselves are always going to be a richer experience. We're looking for authentic interactions. It's not just you interacting with a painting in Paris. We want you to interact with other artists.
Aaron Hirsch, thank you so much for your time today. This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with Aaron Hirsch, Coordinator of Education Abroad at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings.
to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Everybody else. Welcome back to Johnson Arena, 39-16. Morehead State leading Davis and Elkins at halftime. Welcome back to the infirmary wing. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you, battling through our own personal crud today, but muddling through the best we can. We'll muddle through some of your halftime statistics here quickly as we take a look at Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Davis and Elkins, 7 of 27 from the floor in the first half, 26%, only 1 of 9 from three-point range. Senators did hit their only free throw try. The Eagles, 16 of 33 from the floor, 48%, a solid 3 of 7 from outside the arc, 43%, and 4 of 7 from the stripe, 57%. Rebounding, Morehead State is doubling up the Senators on the glass, 26 to 13. Turnovers, a little bit sloppy at times both ways. D&E with 14 turnovers, MSU with 12. Individually, Morehead State being led in scoring at halftime by Katie Novick. She's in double figures with 10 points. 8 points for Veronica Charles to go with 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. 6 points each for Soderlund, Haley Rhodes, and Blessing King. 2 points for Jaden Rhodes, and a point for Skylar Barnes. And for Davis and Elkins, 5 points each for Shaver and Taylor Smith, and 2 points each for Reed, Wright, and Broadus. And that's the only scoring for Davis and Elkins in the first half. In your halftime score, Morehead State leading D&E 39-16. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our second half after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Morehead 39-16, Morehead State on top of Davis and Elkins in women's college basketball this afternoon on the campus of MSU. Before we start our second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
A couple of other games to bring to you along the ESN this week. Both the men's, as the Eagles will travel to Bloomington, Indiana tomorrow evening to take on the Hoosiers at Assembly Hall. That game will tip off at 6:30. Pre-game at 6:15 here along the Eagles Sports Network. And then the men back home for their final non-conference tune-up on Thursday at noon against Coach Preston Spradlin's alma mater, Alice Lloyd College. Getting set to start the second half here. It's Moorhead State basketball as we resume. Blessing King inbounds to Novick, to Soderlund, high right. Back out to Novick straight away. One bounce. Bounce pass left elbow to Blessing King. Kicks it out to Haley Rhodes. Around to Soderlund near the right hash. Drives. Kicks to Charles on the left wing. Crossover dribble. Tried to split defenders. Passes back out to Haley Rhodes. Three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 42-16, Moorhead State. Taylor Smith, bounce pass, high left, or high right, excuse me, to Reed. Hands it right back to Smith on the wing. Walks it back up the arc. Underhands it to Broadus. Works the left side against Soderlund. Kicks it back out high to Shaver. Drives right side of the lane against Novick, who blocks her shot away. Goes out of bounds. Nice block by Novick. And Davis and Elkins will inbound with 4 seconds to shoot. Shaver to trigger. Kicks it out to Broadus on the right wing. Doesn't realize the shot clock's about to expire. Throws up a desperation heave. Doesn't catch iron, and it's a shot clock violation.
A little bit of lack of awareness right there on Broadus' part. But an underappreciated thing of beauty is watching V. Charles go under screens. She is so fast under a screen. She is on the other side before the ball handler is.
Novick hands it off to Charles, who curls out from the left to take it, drives the lane, scoops. Shot was contested, too short. The rebound tracked down by King out to Rhodes, drives the lane, scoops with the left hand, and good, off the window. Her trademark offensive move as of late. Shaver harassed by Novick, and Novick is going to be called for a little too much contact with that full court pressure. First quarter foul on Moorhead State. And for Novick, that will be her first of the game.
And Blessing King up to 3 offensive rebounds already, Tom. 7 total.
Leads the OVC in offensive rebounding, second overall in rebounding. Bounce pass to Shaver, wide right, guarded by McBride. Tries to go baseline against her, spins, up and under, missed. Brought us the rebound. Gets it out to Taylor Smith. Euro step working against Charles. Can't get it to go. The putback no good by Reed. And Moorhead State's King comes away with the board. To McBride across midcourt. Floats to the right. Underhands it to Charles. Curls into the lane. Her floater off the back of the iron. No, King. Another offensive rebound. And she's fouled on her putback try. Building off of the numbers that partner Wes Holland mentioned just a moment ago, her 4th offensive rebound, and Blessing King rewarded with foul shots here. Broadus will go to the bench as Jackie Wright checks back in for D&E, a 5'9 junior from Salisbury, Maryland. King's free throw up, high arcing foul shot off to the left. King with 6 points on the day. That was her first try from the line. Second one. Off the back of the iron, too strong. Floor rebound gathered in by Shaver.
Those looked a lot better than they did early in the season,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah. Bounce pass, low block to right. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Air ball. And McBride the rebound for Moorhead State. Ahead to Soderlund, back to McBride out near the right hash. Out to Haley Rhodes, around the horn to Charles. Fakes the jumper, drives, has her shot blocked away by Reed. Saves it inbounds, and it's gathered in by Haley Rhodes. McBride, now Soderlund, three-pointer, right wing, splash.
She knows what to do with it when it swings around the outside.
Sure
doesn't
does. She's now 3 of 6 from three-point range to account for all 9 of her points today. And it's 47-16 Moorhead State. And another steal as Haley Roach jumps the route, and she'll take it down uncontested and lay it through. Haley Rhodes now with 4 points. Hey, no, I'm sorry, I was looking at Jaden's numbers. 13 points for Haley. 49-16 Eagles. Taylor Smith, standing dribble, kicks it right wing to Milburn. Back to Smith, drives right side of the lane, splits defender, shot blocked from behind by King. With the loose ball tracked down by Shaver. Five to shoot as Milburn has it, drives the lane against King. Her shot stuffed again. And another shot clock violation as Jackie Wright's put back missed the rim. Great interior defense again by Morehead State. And Davis and Elkins were at the 6:39 mark of quarter number three. Davis and Elkins has scored only 4 points since the end of the first quarter.
Shooting 20% on the day. And we've seen a much cleaner game from the Eagles in the second half. They have come out much more precise than they were.
Charles thought about the left wing three. Instead, will dribble back up the arc. Far corner to McBride. Saves it in to Soderlund. Bounce pass down low as she penetrated. Jaden Rhodes off the mark with the point-blank shot. It's deflected out of bounds, and the Eagles will keep it. Another substitution coming up for Davis and Elkins as Brianna Sapp will check back in, replacing Shaver. Inbounds to Soderlund, catch and shoot, long two left side. Toe was on the line, it's too strong. And the other way comes Josiane Canales. Now to Taylor Smith. Off the angle, kicks it out to Canales, drives around Charles. Finds Butler on the baseline, but Canales out of control, ran over Paris McBride in the lane and is called for the offensive foul.
Perfect positioning by Paris McBride on that possession. Oh my goodness. Stood still, took the charge, hands straight up in the air. Couldn't call anything but a charge.
49-16, Eagles with the lead and the leather. Haley Rhodes to Soderlund on the left wing. One bounce, back out straight away to McBride, around to Haley Rhodes. Back to McBride. Hesitates, drives, pull-up jumper no good, but she's fouled as she released the shot, and she'll go to the line for two. Foul will go against Reed. For Reed, that is personal foul number one, third of the quarter on the Senators as McBride toes the line. Harris, a transfer out of North Carolina Central. First free throw too short. She was with the Eagle program all of last season but was dealing with a significant knee injury, so didn't see game action, but this is actually her second year in the program with Coach Kayla Petrie. Next free throw, right on the money. 50-16 MSU. Full court pressure by the Eagles as McBride will hound Taylor Smith behind the back dribble to get across the division line. Standing now on the logo. Kicks it high left to Canales. Into the corner to Butler, far side. Cross court pass to Smith. 10 to shoot. Canales hesitates, drives, can't get the shot to go, rolls in and out. Morehead State with the rebound, but an errant pass ahead and out of bounds near the Senator bench, and Davis and Elkins will get it back.
I believe that is the first turnover of the half for the Eagles, though.
I think you're right. Davis and Elkins still looking for their first field goal of the half. Canales will inbound and gets it in to Taylor Smith. The Senators working in the offensive end to our right. Canales out between the circles to Sapp, around to Butler on the right point to the curling Canales. Nice pass to Smith. Taylor Smith behind the back dribble at the top of the key. Penetrates in against McBride. Her pass is deflected away and stolen by Hall. Ahead to Barnes. Two on one the other way. Fakes the pass. Misses the layup. And the rebound hauled in by Davis and Elkins. And here comes Sapp quickly the other way. Working against Soderlund. Drives the angle and travels.
Got to finish that layup on the other end, Scott Barnes.
Yep. Oh. That'll take us to a media timeout. 4:40 to play here in quarter number three. Morehead State in command, leading Davis and Elkins 50-16. We'll be back after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
50-16, Moorhead State leading Davis and Elkins in women's college basketball action. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, Moorhead State led 23-12 at the end of the first quarter. Since then, the Moorhead State defense has been just absolutely relentless.
Oh, it's, you can tell Davis and Elkins looks exhausted. They are constantly fighting that defense on every single possession. It takes everything they have just to move the ball. They're, in fact, Davis and Elkins are 2 of 22 in field goals since the end of that first quarter, Tom.
Incredible. And Moorhead State has the basketball as we come out of the break. D&E has not scored in the third quarter yet. Charles nearly has her pass picked off, but Soderlund corrals it, tries the three, and for the fourth time today, she's on the mark from long distance. Increases MSU's lead to 53-16. Davis and Elkins basketball. Canales across the timeline, standing dribble high right. Bounce pass to Taylor Smith high left now. Out to Sapp. Pass to Canales. Tries to drive around Novick, goes into the lane to Butler. Fakes left, goes right. Pirouette jumper, no good. King the rebound to Charles. Quickly over the top of the defense to Soderlund. In transition, she lays it through. Veronica Charles, another assist. And Soderlund now with 14 points. That's good for team high. Start of the game, her first start of the day. 14 points, another takeaway. Moorhead State coming the other way. Blessing King, shot blocked from behind. She got it back and gets it to Charles. Out to Soderlund. She'll try another triple. This one skims in and out. And Butler the rebound for D&E.
I think Blessing was just trying to pad the offensive rebound stat.
Taylor Smith with the basketball. Holds outside the arc high right. Out straight away to Canales. Around to the left wing to Butler. Right back to Canales. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Has her shot blocked away by Novick. Out of bounds. Katie Novick at least two blocks today, maybe three.
And yeah, this relentless man-to-man in-your-face pressure defense, you can tell it is just grinding on Davis and Elkins right now.
Alexis Smith will trigger the inbounds, gets it into Canales in front of the Davis and Elkins bench across the way. Into the corner, Reed step-back jumper too short. Rebound by Hall. She's tied up by Butler, and I think Butler is going to be called for the personal foul. She is. Number one on Butler. Third of the quarter on Davis and Elkins. Novick Trots across midcourt, left side, gives to Soderlin, right back to Novick. Out to Soderlin. Floats near the right hash, kicks it out to Charles between the circles, tried to get it to Hall on the right elbow, but pass was a little too strong, deflects off of a D&E defender. Morehead State fortunate to keep it. Novick will inbound on the baseline near the far corner. Gets it into Hall, out to Charles. Fakes the three. Entry pass deflected right back to Charles. She'll penetrate, kicks near corner. Soderlin three-pointer, too strong. Crawls across the rim. And it is Alexa Smith with the rebound. She'll come the other way with the dribble. Pulls up in the logo at center court. Passes far side. It's a sap. Back out to Alexa Smith. Drives the lane, guards the ball well. Missed the layup, though, and Morehead State's Novick the rebound. To Haley Rhodes in transition. Beautiful lead pass, and Rhodes lays it up and through. You said it earlier, watching Katie Novick run the fast break as a freshman is something pretty special.
It really is. Here in a couple of years, that can be a real thing of beauty, Tom.
Davis and Elkins basketball down 57-16, still being shut out in the third quarter. The whistle, ball went out of bounds, and Davis and Elkins will bring in another substitution.
Coach Carr is definitely emptying out the bench at this point. She's a completely new rotation out there that we haven't seen yet in this game.
Laura Hogan, a 5'11 freshman from Winchester, Virginia, onto the court now for D&E. Charles with the basketball out to Novick. Flashes it into Hall in the lane. Her shot blocked by Hogan. Hogan comes up with the loose ball and gets it to Alexa Smith. Good low post defense there by Hogan right after checking in. Smith, spinning dribble, gets around her defender, but her pass is off the mark and taken away by Novick to Charles. Streaking the other way, lays it up and through.
Excellent control of the ball as she was sprinting down the court, swatting that ball down, trying to get in front of it.
59-16, Morehead State. Canales working against Novick. She'll dribble it back outside the arc left side as we tick under 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Floated inside to Hogan. Goes across the lane. And Jayla Reed finally scores the first 2 points of the quarter for Davis and Elkins with under 50 seconds to play. Veronica Charles on the other end answers for the left wing three. My goodness. 62-18, Morehead State leads. Full court pressure is handled by Davis and Elkins. Hogan gives it to Sapp, dribbles into the lane, and a whistle and a foul coming against Morehead State. Foul on Hall for Michaela, her first, second of the quarter on the Eagles. Tyler Barnes checks back in for Morehead State, as does Paris McBride. Senators will inbound baseline far side. Shaver gets it in out high to Coronado Case Bolt, out to Canales, around the horn to Alexa Smith. Puts down the right-handed dribble, working against Soderlin. Goes baseline, pull-up jumper from 15, way too strong. Novick the rebound for Morehead State. To McBride, back to Novick up the right side. Takes it into the lane, kicks near corner to Soderlin. Three-point try, boom! 64-18, make it 65-18. Morehead State as the third quarter comes to an end. The Eagles outscore the Senators 26-2 in quarter number three. And we'll be back with our fourth quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Flathead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Total domination through three quarters for Moorhead State today, leading Davis and Elkins 65-18. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, you have a Whitaker Bank by the numbers nugget that you ought to share with our listeners.
I do. I have a great Whitaker Banks by the number. 53% field goal percentage for Moorhead State University right now, and a 45% free throw percentage. So both of them with more than 11 attempts, and you're shooting 8% better from three than free throw line.
Gee. It's been that kind of day for Moorhead State. Shaver, step back three-pointer, right wing too strong. Offensive rebound to Hogan. Back to Shaver. Kicks it out to Canales. To Hogan inside the top of the key. Tries to drive the lane. Gets cut off. Fadeaway jumper. A little too short off the front of the iron. Hall the rebound. Ahead to Novick up the left side. Bounce pass to Soderlund, who lays it up and in. Again, great court vision by the freshman point guard Novick to set up that basket for Soderlund, who now has 17 points on the afternoon. Make it 19.
And that was a really heady pass because she threw the ball before Soderlund was there. It wasn't like she was open and threw it to her. She threw her open with that pass.
Novick now with 7 assists on the day. Davis and Elkins basketball. Canales out to Alexa Smith. Back to Canales. Steps into a three from the left wing. Off the glass and the iron. No good. Novick another rebound for MSU. Again in transition to Soderlund. And again, the European connection works as the Belarusian point guard gets it to the Swedish two guard to finish it off. Soderlund now with 21 points. And it's 69-18 Moorhead State. On the other end, Alexa Smith to Hogan. Finds the cutting Shaver off the right side. Her shot crawls across the rim, no good. Hall the rebound to McBride. Ahead to Novick. Thought about the three on the left wing. Instead, she'll penetrate. Up and under move, and a layup is good.
Oh, that was impressive.
12 points now for Novick. 71-18 Moorhead State.
A nice shot fake into a Euro step is how that up and under went. Oh, my goodness.
Smith drives baseline, tries to kick it cross court. Nobody there. Out of bounds to MSU. Davis and Elkins, 12 points in the first quarter, 6 points since, and we're nearly 2 minutes deep into quarter number four. Novick. Across the division line to Charles, high right, left-handed dribble, picks it up, lofts it over to Novick, around to Skylar Barnes, drives left baseline, goes cross-court to Soderlund, she's feeling it, three-point try off the front of the iron, no, Hall skies for the offensive rebound, tries to get it out to Barnes, who wasn't aware, Canales will track it down on the other end, takes it in against Barnes, scoops it up and in, and Barnes called for the foul. Barnes just got a little bit lost out there on that play.
She did. And that pass going down, it was just sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're winning by 50-plus. It's going to happen.
Hall and Barnes will check out as Blessing King and Haley Rhodes come back on for Morehead State. And Canales at the line misses the free throw. Can't convert the three-point play. Novick tracks down the rebound. She'll come ahead. Angles to the left, and then will float back outside the arc. Kicks it across to Charles. Jab step. Drives. Kicks to King underneath. Out to Soderlund. Dribbles around the defender. Pull-up jumper from 14. No good. King battling for the rebound down low with Canales, and it's out of bounds off of Canales. Morehead State will keep. .724 to play. And again, MSU up 71-20 on Davis and Elkins. Soderlund gets it into King on the left side, out to Novick. To Soderlund, dribbling at the top of the arc. To Novick near the right hash. Dribbles into the lane. Floater, no good. And the rebound to Davis and Elkins. That is Coronado Casebolt. Bounce pass near side to Alexis Smith. Three-pointer right on the money over Soderlund's outstretched hand. 71-23, MSU, the lead and the leather. Charles to Novick, to Soderlund, who curls out from the left side, to Charles on the wing. Penetrates off the angle, gets cut off at the low block, out to Haley Rhodes, three-pointer. Off the mark, no good, and it's Alexis Smith with the rebound. She'll dribble ahead for the Senators and float over near Coach Donna Carr. Now gets around her defender. Cross-court pass attempt is swatted away by Novick into the waiting hands of Soderlund. Ball back tapped away from her by Smith, out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it inbound here on the near sideline. Jaden Rhodes checks back in now for MSU, as does Paris McBride. Novick and Haley Rhodes will go to the bench.
That's time, you know. I've been waiting for a law firm reference at some point.
We'll get it in.
At this point. Okay. All right. I'm counting on you for that now.
We'll probably coming out of our media timeout. We'll touch on that. Soderlund gets it inbounds to Paris McBride. Around to Jaden Rhodes. Now Veronica Charles drives right angle. High off the glass. Over the rim. No good. And a whistle. And the ball out of bounds off of MSU. Eagles still flashing full court pressure as it comes in bounds to Alexis Smith. Charles guarding her man-to-man. Has to pick up the pace to get it across the timeline. Does so. Gives it up to Tanisha Seymour. Out to Canales. Floating around the apex of the arc to the curling Alexis Smith now between the circles. It's a high screen from Hogan. Gives up the shot. Instead passes far side to Canales, bounce pass to Hogan. Her fadeaway no good, but she got her own miss, but shot, the basketball never touched the rim. Another shot clock violation on the Senators.
It's too bad. That's pretty three-pointer.
It really was. McBride now running the point for Morehead State, brings it across midcourt and gives it up to Charles between the rings. Doubles around a high screen, step back jumper, right elbow extended, no good. And a whistle and a foul on Morehead State on the rebound attempt. It's going to go against Blessing King, number two on Blessing, and the second of the quarter on the Eagles. Canales trying to inbound against full court pressure. Gets it into Alexis Smith, back to Canales, who dribbles ahead. And she is nearly tied up from behind by Veronica Charles, but the official thought Charles got a little too much body in the process of the foul on Veronica. Number two on V. Third of the quarter on MSU. Inbounding near sideline. Canales gets it into Alexis Smith. Works along the left side of the circle. Out to Seymour. Now to Canales. To Alexis Smith, high left. Dribbles into the lane. Gives it up to Hogan. Puts it up. Off the window and through. 71-25, Morehead State lead. Charles to Soderlund, three-pointer, left side, bottom of the net. Soderlund a career high today, and then much, much more. She's got 24 points to lead MSU, and it's 74-25 Eagles.
6 of 13 from 3, Tom Lewis.
Alexa Smith kicks out to Canales. She'll try the high right three-pointer way off the mark. Soderlund the rebound. Ahead to Veronica Charles. 3-on-1, bounce pass to Blessing King, who lays it up and through. King, 76-25, Morehead State leads. Under 4.5 minutes to play. Canales to Seymour, lofts it inside to Hogan, who's too strong with her point-blank shot. Charles the rebound, streaking the other way for Morehead State. The Nigerian Nightmare, nothing there, and she'll back it back outside the arc left side. Floats it into the lane to Jaden Rhodes. She's tripped up. I think Seymour is going to pick up that personal foul. It is Seymour who gets called for the whistle. And that will take us to a media timeout. 4:02 to play. Morehead State leading Davis and Elkins 76-25. Back with more after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
76-25, Morehead State up on Davis and Elkins as Jaden Rhodes gets ready to go to the free throw line for Morehead State. We're talking about the law firm reference earlier, Wes. This game wasn't on the schedule initially for Morehead State. It was added after Wilberforce canceled actually on the day of a scheduled game with them, and Morehead State put out the all call trying to find another non-conference opponent to add to the schedule. So if you or a loved one have been slighted by an NAIA program who cancels and leaves you stranded on the day of a game, you may be entitled to compensation. Call the offices of Davis and Elkins. And that's what Morehead State did. Davis and Elkins was there for the people.
There for the people. Oh, gosh. It was a fairly epic email chain that spurred that reference. Thank you, Tom Lewis.
Glad we could get that in. I hope somebody got a little bit of a laugh out of it. Jaden Rhodes didn't seem impressed as she misses the first of two free throws.
That locks in the free throw percentage under the three-point percentage stat.
Second one is good. 77-25, the Eagle lead. Charles still pressuring full court against Alexa Smith, who gets it across the timeline left side. Now streaks around her, but again cut off, works baseline, kicks it back out top to Canales. Has McBride in her face. Stops at the right elbow, gives it up to Seymour. She'll launch from the right side of the circle. It's no good. And Hannah Hicks back on the floor for MSU, gathers in the rebound. Ahead to McBride. Out to Soderlund. Over to Charles. Drives right baseline, kicks it to McBride on the near side to Hicks. Thought about the jumper, instead will penetrate, and she's called, I believe, for a travel or an offensive foul.
Offensive
They're going to call
foul,
it for an offensive foul. thought they might just let her call the steps. Fourth foul of the quarter on the Eagles. Veronica Charles with 10 assists on the day. That's a career high for her to go with 13 points. And a 10-second violation as Alexa Smith can't get it across midcourt with Veronica Charles harassing her. 28th turnover of the afternoon against Davis and Elkins. Morehead State has really cleaned it up in the second half. 15 turnovers on the day. I believe they had 12 at halftime. Charles out to Blessing King, around the horn to Barnes, floats it to Hicks, bounce pass other side of the lane to King, spin move, can't get the shot to go. Hogan the rebound, and I think Hannah Hicks was climbing her back. So Hannah called for two quick personal fouls here. That's the fifth free foul of the quarter on the Eagles, so that will put Hogan at the line in the bonus. Hogan has only played in four games coming into this one and has not shot a free throw yet this season.
And if Blessing King makes just a little improvement on her finish, she's going to be really dangerous in OVC play.
Hogan's first free throw does a dance and then falls.
She has 7 offensive rebounds today.
Wow.
13 total.
Incredible.
But she's always around the rim, always around the basket.
Second free throw also does a jig and finds the bottom of the cylinder. 77-27, a 50-point lead for the Eagles, under 3 minutes to go. Hicks out to McBride, far corner to Charles, drives around her defender, pull-up jumper from 15. No, Hicks with the putback. It's off the mark, but she draws the foul and will go to the line for two. That will go against Seymour. Tanisha Seymour, a 6-foot freshman out of Nassau, Bahamas. Anna Hicks at the line now, 6'1 junior. It's the first of two to go. She's from Cleveland, Ohio, played at Jamestown Community College for 3 seasons before transferring to MSU. She racked up over 1,000 rebounds in her 3 seasons at Jamestown. Second free throw off the mark to the right, but Blessing King, another offensive board for Morehead State. Charles, now Skylar Barnes, a 3-pointer off the mark, but McBride with the long carom. Bullet pass underneath to King. Too strong, Barnes to put back, count it, and she's fouled. Relentless offensive board work for Morehead State here in the late going. And an and-one opportunity for Skylar Barnes. Barnes now with 3 points on the day, looking to make it 4 if she can convert here. And she does. Jaden Rhodes checks back in for MSU. Blessing King to the bench. Here come the Senators. Alexa Smith out to Canales. Open three, way off the mark. Canales trying to track down the loose ball. Saves it back into Skylar Barnes. Euro step, splits defenders, lays it up and through off the window.
Probably should have let that one go.
Yeah. 83-27 Morehead State as we tick down near the two-minute mark. Canales into the far corner to Shaver. Her little floater on the baseline won't go. McBride coming the other way up the right sideline. Bullet pass underneath. A little too strong for Hicks to handle, and it's deflected into the hands of the Senators. They'll come the other way. Taylor Smith. Crossover dribble against Hall. Spin move on the low block. Too strong with her shot. Hicks the rebound to McBride up the left side of the floor into the offensive end. Nearly has the ball taken away by Taylor Smith, but Smith called for the reach-in. That's only the 4th foul of the quarter on D&E, so Morehead State will inbound.
Now, you had mentioned it before the game, Tom. D&E is not a bad rebounding team for the year. They've actually been really solid. That was one of their strengths. 20 offensive rebounds for the Eagles today.
Inbounds comes to Hicks in the left corner, out to Jaden Rhodes. He underhands it to McBride. Now Barnes Cut off trying to drive the angle. Kicks it out to Jaden Rhodes. She'll take it into the low block. Her scoop shot off the side of the backboard, no good. The rebound to D&E. The other way, it's Alexis Smith. Into the far corner to Taylor Smith. They're not related to Shaver. Standing dribble, look right wing, gives it to Canales. Lofts it inside to Hogan. Turnaround jumper against Hall, no good. Hall wrestles the rebound away from Hogan. So McBride tries to go over the top of the defense to Skylar Barnes. And Barnes and Canales jockeying for the ball. Barnes the last to touch before it goes out of bounds. 61 ticks remain. Morehead State comfortably in front, 83-27. Morehead State finally calls off the dogs as far as the full court pressure. As Alexis Smith walks it across the timeline, high left, comes around a high screen to the top of the key, gives it to Taylor Smith, to Canales, passes up a three, gives it to Alexis Smith. She misses her three-point try. It rattles in and out. Hogan's put back no good, but she's fouled, and we'll get two shots. Foul against Michaela Hall of Morehead State, number two on her. Hogan with 4 points and six rebounds in limited playing time today for the Senators.
Yeah, she didn't get in until very late in the game when they were emptying the bench, but she's been a little bit of a problem.
She has. First free throw, rolls and goes. One more to come.
She may be earning some minutes for the next game.
Could very well be. Good rotation, but this one will not fall. Hall goes high for the rebound. Ahead to McBride. 24 to shoot, 32 to play. Hicks drives the right side of the lane. Pocket picked by Alexis Smith. Streaking the other way, 2-on-2. Bounce pass to Sapp, who has her shot attempt blocked. Morehead State now the other way. It's Hall dribbling into the front court and then slowing it up. Out to McBride. Just short of the midcourt stripe. Back to Hall. 9 seconds to play to Hicks at the top of the key, just holding the basketball. Puts down one dribble, back out to McBride, and McBride will dribble it out. Impressive showing for the Morehead State Eagles today in their last non-conference tune-up as they easily handle the Senators of Davis and Elkins College by a final count of 83-28. We'll be back with our postgame after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor.
A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Johnson Arena, 83-28, the final score today as Morehead State dispatches Davis and Elkins College in pretty easy fashion, but an impressive effort by Morehead State in their final non-conference tune-up. Joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, a lot of things that we could talk about, but as you look at the stat sheet and think back on what you just saw, what are your impressions of the effort today?
You know, first off, just wanted to thank Davis and Elkins for coming over. I mean, we were in a bind when that Wilberforce game got canceled. You always want to play a full schedule. And so for them to come over on, you know, semi-short notice, I mean, I think they had 2 or 3 weeks, but we just really appreciate them for doing that. But I thought there were some goods. You know, some good things we could take away from it, but some things we got to improve on, and that's just our focus and our commitment to play 40 minutes regardless of the score. I thought we got a little careless at times and just kind of went through the motions and things like that, but good things. There were a lot of good things. I mean, we made 9 threes, 9 of 19. That's a very, very good percentage, and they were all threes that were created by someone else, inside out threes, and that's what we want. I think Tilly got one where, you know, she maybe the girl went under a ball screen and she got one, but 9 of 19, that's great. We need to carry that over into conference play. 24 assists on 33 made baskets. That's unbelievable. So we love it when our team shares the ball, love it when they're committed to creating for one another. And then what I really, really like, because we like to hang our hat on defense, the second quarter we only gave up 4 points, and the third quarter we gave up 2 points. Yep. So if you can play 20 minutes of college basketball and only give up 6, you're doing some things right.
Yep. I think during that stretch, after the first quarter into the early part of the fourth, Davis and Elkins was 2 of 22 from the field at that point.
Right, I think that the 2 points they scored in the third quarter might have been the last shot of the quarter. I didn't want to jinx this. I knew it at the media that they hadn't scored, but usually every time I say something, just like y'all, when I listen to Dean on the playback, the ESPN stuff, it's the announcer's curse. He'll say, oh, so-and-so is perfect from the line. Clank. And then, oh, they've held them to so many points. And then it's like a run of layups. So,
Dean. That doesn't happen to anybody else. It's just Dean.
I can't catch y'all. I can't listen to the radio playback. I catch Dean on the ESPN playback.
We appreciate your time, and I guess you got to feel pretty good about the way you're going into the conference portion.
I told you before the game, I gave us a C, and I still give us a C for our first half performance. High C. You know, we stole that one from Marshall, so that was good for us. But we dropped. You know, I would have liked to taken one from. You know, East Tennessee, Presby, or Lipscomb, because they were all so close.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, they were all on the road except for the East Tennessee one. So, you know, there's reasons. I don't like to call them excuses.
Right.
There's things that we could have said. But, like I said, just kind of like the game, highs and lows. But overall, we're trending in the right direction. I'll say this, I feel a lot better. I don't like to talk about the past much, but I feel a lot better going into conference play this year than I have the previous 2 years. And so, trend in the right direction. We have good people in the locker room. They're committed to their craft. Our shooters are making 300 threes a night. And the entire team is in making, they make 250 free throws every night. They got to tell me how many it takes them to make those 250. So we're committed. It's just not carrying over. But we're excited for OVC play. We come back, and then what do we have? We have SEMO on the road, and then Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State at home.
Yep.
So, excited for that.
We're excited too.
What are you getting for Christmas?
I have no idea.
What do you want?
I want to be healthy.
You want a gun or something? Like people in Texas and Kentucky usually want guns and stuff like that.
I probably haven't thought about it as much as I should, but I appreciate you asking.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
All right.
What's the budget we're working with?
Oh,
here?
I was thinking like a water gun or maybe some.
I was afraid that was
maybe something. I didn't know.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Merry
your
Christmas.
Time and congratulations on today's win.
All right. See you.
Okay. Coach Kayla Petrie. Again, it's 83-28. Morehead State knocking off Davis and Elkins this afternoon. We'll come back with more right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Merry Christmas from Hinton Mills. To best serve you before and after the holiday closing, as always, we ask that you call at least 24 hours in advance for feed deliveries. Thanks so much for your continued support and for allowing us the opportunity to earn your business again this year. We appreciate you continuing to make Hinton Mills part of the unique story of your family farm. Best wishes from our team and families for a blessed Christmas full of faith, family, friends, and farming. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Impressive outing today for the Moorhead State women's basketball team, knocking off Davis and Delkins 83-28 here at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis joined again by my good buddy Wes Holland. Wes, your final thoughts on today's action?
My final thoughts are I'm really excited for the OVC play. This game played out exactly as it should. The coaching staff worked through a lot of different things. Play calls, different sets, rotating through defenses. You could see them fine-tuning a lot of what they wanted to do as a team going into OVC play. And they did a good job with that. So, yeah, while the score is not terribly exciting, it is a process. Every coaching staff will tell you every single game they're working to be a little better than the last one. And that's what they did today.
Yep. Take a real quick look at some of the final numbers. Moorhead State shot at a 46.5% clip from the field, 47.4% from three-point range, which is just phenomenal after a couple of straight games where they really struggled from outside the arc. And then free throws, only 8 of 16. Davis and Elkins only 18.6% from the floor today, 12.5% from three-point range, and 4 of 6 from the stripe. Rebounding, Moorhead State totally in control, 57-35. Turnovers, 28 committed by Davis and Elkins. Moorhead State with 18, 12 of those came in the first half. So they did clean things up as far as taking care of the basketball in the second half. The Eagles were led in scoring today by Matilda Soderlund, her first start in the blue and gold, and she rewards Coach Kayla Petrie with 24 points on the day, 6 of 13 from three-point range, 9 of 17 overall. So a tremendous effort by the Swede, Matilda Soderlund. Also in double figures, Haley Rhodes with 15 points, 13 points to go along with 10 assists and 4 steals for Veronica Charles, 12 points and 8 assists for Katie Novick, along with 3 steals to help on the defensive end. 3 points for Paris McBride and 1 point for Haley Rhodes, 8 points for Blessing King, my bad, 6 points for Skylar Barnes, 3 points for Jaden Rhodes, a point apiece for Paris McBride and Hannah Hicks. Again, your final score, 83-28, Moorhead State over Davis and Elkins. We'll take one more break and come back and wrap things up from here at Johnson Arena right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. The famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
83-28, the final score. Morehead State knocking off Davis and Elkins in women's college basketball action this afternoon. With the win, Morehead State improves to 5-6 as it wraps up its non-conference schedule. And Davis and Elkins falls to 2-7, coming off of a two-game winning streak, but falling short this afternoon. Morehead State women will have a pretty significant layoff until they come back to start their conference slate. They'll begin OVC play on New Year's Eve in a women's men's doubleheader in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, as the MSU women and men will both be taking on Southeast Missouri State to close out calendar year 2023. And the men, though, still have a couple of non-conference games to play before starting OVC action. The first of those will be tomorrow night in Bloomington, Indiana, as the Eagles will take on the Indiana Hoosiers at Assembly Hall. That game tips off at 6:30 with pregame starting at 6:15. And then MSU back home for one more non-conference tilt against Coach Preston Spradlin's alma mater, Alice Lloyd College. That game Thursday at noon. For my partner Wes Holland and our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks so much for listening. Again, your final score, Morehead State 83, Davis Elkins 28, here on the Eagles Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.